three, six. We have 10, 11 harmonizers. I count right. Four. I forgot to audit you before. There's a requirement. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes, there's 11 altogether. They have a show coming up in May, a benefit that we'll tell you about, and you'll also get a chance to hear from them. And in fact, let's do that right now. The Steel City Harmonizers.
Doomba, 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 doomba.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along, because I quit the blues of the world.
That is a great opening number, and I love it. How did you arrange that? Who did the arranging for that?
Boy, I tell you, now you ask a question that I just don't know the answer to.
Oh, that's okay.
It's a stock arrangement from the Barbershop Harmony Society. It actually is a song that more and more barbershoppers throughout the world are starting to know.
Yeah.
And it's a song that this group, the Steel City Harmonizers, can go to larger gatherings of barbershoppers around the world and find four other guys and sing that song together.
How cool is that?
Yeah, we call it a kind of a polecat. It's kind of this next, you know, I'm a barber polecat. It's the next level of song that's just a lot of fun for folks to sing together.
You know, I never thought about that. Bluegrass musicians, among others, but bluegrass musicians have picking circles and they're chestnuts everybody knows and things called keys that people play in. Mm-hmm. But it's nice if barbershop folks sort of have some standard repertoire that they can enjoy with each other.
Yeah, it's very much like that. It's very much like the same thing where you can go. I could go to a chapter that's in Winnipeg, Ontario, or Winnipeg, Canada, Ontario, Winnipeg, Canada, Manitoba. Thank you. I go to Winnipeg and I can find four other guys that are barbershoppers that will know that song. I could go to Hawaii and find four other barbershoppers. I can go to New Zealand and find four other barbershoppers. That's how far and wide this thing spreads.
Amazing. That's the voice of Mike Hengelsberg.
That's right.
Mike Hengelsberg is the assistant director.
I am.
Of the Steel City Harmonizers. How many of there are you altogether?
We have 45 members on the roster currently.
That's a lot. And you've been really the premier barbershop organization here. There's a few others, but I mean, in the Pittsburgh area, it's pretty much you guys. Right?
Well, no, there's a lot of other chapters in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah. There's a chapter in the South Hills. There's a chapter in Cranberry. There's one in the North Hills. We are.
You're the ones we get to see and hear. So
exactly. So yes, we are the best barbershop chorus on the radio in Pittsburgh right now.
At this moment. I knew there were quartets that are not Steel City Harmonizers. I didn't know there were
lots of other choruses in Pittsburgh. We're part of a district called the Johnny Appleseed District that has Western Pennsylvania, all of Ohio, and a little sliver of Indiana. A little part of West Virginia too, as a part of it.
He's good. He knew Manitoba. He knew Winnipeg.
I know. That's why we keep him around.
Yeah.
Not just for his bass sound and for his kilt. So, so we're actually getting ready.
He does have a kilt on.
Yes,
you know,
he
that understands why you've positioned yourself right opposite this piece of furniture. I would never have seen. He does have a kilt on.
He does.
Amazing.
Yes. So anyway, we're getting ready very shortly next month to go to a competition where the Steel City Harmonizers and some of the other choruses from our area will meet with choruses from Ohio. It's the Johnny Appleseed District Contest. It's going to be in Cincinnati?
No,
Cleveland. Boy, I know a lot of stuff this evening. It's not even evening. But anyway, that's why you should never give me the microphone.
It's okay.
Never.
It's okay.
But anyway, so we're getting ready to go to competition with a bunch of other chapters from our area to kind of figure out the district champion level chorus.
Those are fun to go to.
Oh, gosh,
I think
blessed.
I've only been to one,
mm-hmm.
and it happened to be in New York City, and it was absolutely amazing,
mm-hmm.
absolutely amazing, because between choreography and arrangement and charisma and style. It's just a great thing to do. Let's meet a couple of you before
sure.
your next song. Why don't we start with Mr. Know-It-All here? I'm impressed. You know, Winnipeg, Manitoba came up immediately. What's your name?
My name's Ryan Aceta.
And what community do you live in?
I live in Carnegie.
And can I ask what you do?
I'm an engineer by profession.
What kind?
Process engineer.
Excellent.
I work down in Washington, PA.
Good to know. What's nice. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I'll say hello to my fiance, Katie. I don't know if she's out there listening, but hello.
She will be. We could like tell a secret or something. No, she'll be there. What's nice to meet you. And do you have a lot of that like geography knowledge?
I do like geography. Yeah, I'm also new to the Pittsburgh area. I've only been a member of the chorus for about a year.
Oh, that's great.
So I missed you guys last year. So
where are you from? Where are you from originally?
Most recently Illinois.
Great. Well, it's good to have you here. How is getting to know Pittsburgh band?
This is a lot of fun.
I'm glad. Sometimes it's tough to find your way around. Are you being given directions based on landmarks that aren't there anymore?
a few times, yes.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And why don't we just meet everybody to your right, and then we'll sing, and then we'll meet the guys to your left. Hello.
Hello. Hello. My name is Mike Madden. I sing lead here in the Pittsburgh Steel City Harmonizers chorus.
And Mike, you can tell me about the kilt. You're not wearing a kilt, I know, but I meant to ask you about the kilt you have on. Is that a belated St. Patrick's Day? A kilt Scottish, though.
It is. I'm actually going to a party for something else later today and didn't have a chance to go back home, so I figured I'd wear it today.
It's actually
very comfortable.
It's a good story. I'm going with it. You're not the first person to have a kilt on in our studios. It's fine. It's a nice bluish, blue-green.
It's the Black Watch.
You just knew he would know exactly what that is. So back to Mike. Tell me about yourself.
Oh, hi. I joined the Steel City Harmonizers about a year and a half ago. I met a coworker at work, but I was just thinking to myself that day, I'm like, or that week, I had started a new job, and I thought, boy, wouldn't it be great to actually get back into barbershop again? This is a true story. And I was thinking, but what are the odds of meeting another barbershopper? And I didn't know how prevalent that it actually was. And lo and behold, like one of my coworkers, he sings bass in the chorus. And he introduced me to the group. And so I've been singing with them ever since. And it's a really great time.
What a small world. And where do you work?
I work in Harmar.
Or the kind of work. Okay. And where are you from originally? You also are new to Pittsburgh?
I'm newer to Pittsburgh. My wife and I have been in the area since 2010.
That's relatively new still. Where were you beforehand?
We're originally from central Pennsylvania, the Lewistown, kind of like near the State College region.
Well, great. Well, it's nice to have you here today as well.
Thank you.
And
nice to be here.
Why don't we, we'll meet the guys on your right, and then we'll meet the other five of you maybe after the next song. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Carl Chappell, and I'm the president of the Pittsburgh Metro Chapter. Now, Pittsburgh Metro Chapter is the official organization, and Steel City Harmonizers is the chorus within the chapter.
Yeah, there's a whole hierarchical system, and it's not surprising because there's lots of people involved, so there's sort of a taxonomy of barbershop singing, right? I mean, there is with the parts of barbershop harmony, but also in how things are organized.
We have to, you know, somebody has to run the organization to support the musical efforts, and that's sort of what the chapter does. You know, we're a 501c3 organization, so we are a nonprofit, and we just do everything we can to put out the best musical product that we know how.
And what part of the area are you from?
I'm actually from, I call it the northern outpost of Beaver County. I'm about 7 miles north of Beaver Falls, 4 more properties, and I'm in Lawrence County, actually. Mm-hmm. So,
I think I know about where you are.
Okay, yeah, just off of Route 18.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And what do you do for a living? Are you working?
Yeah, I own a small franchise print shop, a Minuteman Press, in Beaver Falls. My wife and I own that, and we have a lot of fun.
Excellent.
A lot of fun doing it. I've been a barber shopper since 1982, so that's coming up on 35 years.
Wow, it's a long time. You'd probably have very good tone if you own a press shop like that, which would. I'm sorry.
I keep trying to tell these guys that, but they.
I just read the copy they give me. So
yeah.
I'm going to slow down.
Lots and lots.
I'm going to slow down on those, but it's nice to meet you. And then we have two more fellows here. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Doug Deckert.
Doug, where are you from?
I'm it's hard to believe, a 12-year now transplant here on the north side.
Wow. What neighborhood?
Yeah. Observatory Hill.
Nice to meet you. What do you do when you're not singing?
Home health care. We do visits and set people up with Lifeline.
And one of the reasons I'm asking all of you this question is not to be too invasive, but to help people that might be considering becoming barbershoppers realize that, you know, this is not a monolithic group. The biggest thing they have in common is they love to sing, but there are also people from all walks of life that do different sorts of things. What got you into barbershop?
Yeah, definitely from all walks of life. I hadn't sung in quite a while, but I did sing a little bit when I was younger in like church choir and 1 year with my dad in a glee club when I was about 20, and that's been a while now. But I've been with the Steel City Harmonizers now just over a year, and it's just the harmonies are so beautiful. It's almost like spiritual, and the group really works on like self-expression and sort of developing ourselves in that way, and that really is what has me be a part of this, because it's great. I love it.
That's great. Thanks, Doug. And then one more member, and then we're going to get back to another song. Hi.
Hi. I'm Kevin Vandermeer. I'm from Irwin.
And I know some of you have met before. Maybe even more than half. You've been here before, Kevin, right?
No, actually, I'm the newest member in this room right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been here less than a year.
I better get back to the print shop puns. you're from Irwin, and how did you get involved?
Actually, through a friend's son who introduced me to this group. And I used to go to barbershop shows when I was very small in the Mon Valley, and I loved it back then. And when he introduced me to it and I got to meet these guys, just the level of excellence in music is what drew me into this group. They're fantastic, and I've learned more about singing and music in the last 6-8 months than I've learned in my entire life, I think. So it's been great.
That's great. Your last name is so familiar to me for some reason, but I'll figure it out eventually. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a software engineer at UPMC.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And we'll turn it back to Mike. Mike, I was curious, do you need to know how to read music to be a barbershopper?
Certainly not. I mean, reading music helps because all of our music is actually printed. But we have multiple tools for everybody to learn to sing, our parts. We've got learning tracks for it. We've got folks in the chorus that are willing to do personal vocal instructions to help you on your part. So no, really, you just have to have a love of music, and you know, typically we like guys that can carry a pitch.
And well, and because you're assigned a range,
yeah.
The accuracy. I mean, you. A lot of us can be really good at something if the scope is relatively small, right?
So. Well, yeah. The nice thing about barbershop is that it has parts for everybody. You know, if you're a low singer, you can sing bass, and typically you don't have to worry about singing all the high notes. Yeah. If you're a high singer, you don't have to sing low because you can sing tenor in that falsetto range.
Yeah.
Baritones and leads are kind of in that middle range. Some of it goes high, some of it goes low, but it's just, you know, you just have to, we have a part for everybody.
Yeah, when Ricky asks me to, like, wipe the kitchen counters, you know, I'm really good at this one, like, 1-inch by 1-inch square.
Wow.
The rest of it, not so much. So barbershop can kind of be like,
true.
You don't have to have an incredible range necessarily.
No, you don't.
At all. These are the Steel City Harmonizers live on the radio. They have an event coming up that we'll talk about a little bit later this morning, but it's on May 6th. You might want to mark your calendar for that.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that we hear why don't we do another couple songs at least so we can be sure we get some more music in.
Sure. Our next song was something that I think kind of put a cappella music back on the map. It was from the movie Pitch Perfect. It actually is an older song that was brought forth. It was actually a song from the 20s or 30s, but it was made popular. People know it by the name of Cups.
I got my ticket for the long way round. 2 bottle whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? When I'm gone,
gone,
when I'm gone,
gone.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone, yeah, gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair. You're gonna miss me everywhere, oh. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone, when I'm gone,
gone,
when I'm gone,
gone.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone,
yeah,
gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Do, 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 do.
I got my ticket for the long way round. Rivers, it's got sights to give you shivers, but it sure would be real with you.
When I'm gone,
gone,
when I'm gone,
gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone,
gone.
You're gonna miss me by my hair. You're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone,
when I'm gone,
gone,
when I'm gone,
gone.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
When I'm gone,
gone.
When I'm gone,
gone.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone,
gone.
You're gonna miss me by my song. You're gonna miss me all day long. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Just beautiful.
Well,
it's so much fun to listen. And as you listen, maybe you're driving or at home now, you're missing the visual part of this. And while the guys here, most of whom are wearing pants, sorry, I just had Ryan, thank you. Ryan, I should have been able to derive that. Ryan's got a kilt on. It's kind of nice to, you know, say it the other way. Watching them perform, they're not choreographed, but all of you, you know, are singing, moving your hands, the expressions on your faces, your stances as they change. We get so accustomed, I think, to watching extremely well choreographed musicians, or watching films or videos that have been lavishly edited, and to just watch people simply standing up and singing and kind of displaying their character, their individuality as they sing together as a group is a really cool thing to be able to do. I hope that. That's a sincere compliment. I hope that came out. Sometimes barbershop burgers. You guys, do you do some choreography?
Sure, absolutely.
But not always, right? Some songs.
No, and actually, I'm really pleased to hear you say that you saw performance.
Yeah.
That's actually,
yeah.
I hope that you've heard that the musical level of this group over the years that we've been here has improved. One of the areas that we're making a very concerted effort is just that, drawing you in as an audience and actually performing. And actually, rather than being just a chorus that stands and I'm a chorus and I will stand and sing for you, actually performing the songs and actually letting you see a little bit of our heart.
It really shows. And for one, it makes your audience feel more relaxed and connected, I think. And, you know, I know by what I do here is that it does make you express yourself differently if you move your hands around and,
sure.
and do things, and it always amazes me how different that can be. But no, at all. I was every single one of you I was watching during that last song, and it was like being with real people. And what a surprise!
How about that? We are real
what
people.
A surprise! But you're not accustomed. We are less and less accustomed to
absolutely.
That as society changes over time.
Yep.
So
absolutely
sounds great. Let's sneak one more in, and then we'll come back and we'll meet the folks we haven't met and talk about the May 6th event. And I suspect we might have time for a couple more after that.
Okay.
If that,
sure.
What would you like to do next?
Well, we are going to do a song that that we sang around Pittsburgh on February 14th.
Ah, you were doing a Valentine's, right?
Yes, we were. We were going around and surprising people at work or other places at dinner or whatever, and they would get a quartet and a rose and a picture and just a serenade. And this little short little number is kind of one of those numbers that that people got to hear. It's called Heart of My Heart.
I was guessing that. Okay.
Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be not without you. Light of my life, my darling, I love you. I love you.
A neat rendition of
that song.
Did all of you get involved with these house calls? Did any of you do any? Let's talk maybe to the fellows we haven't talked to yet. I don't think I didn't see your hand up, but we'll talk.
It was up.
Oh, did you do something?
I have a bad arm.
What's your name?
Bob Parker.
And Bob, what community are you from? And
Plumborough.
And working.
Retired.
See, that was a. That, did you see the way I asked that? Because I thought that you know, could be retired, maybe not. You never know. So work.
That word has a lot of different meanings.
Yeah. But did you have a career at a particular
field? I was a science
field?
Teacher in the Gateway School District for 35 years.
Wow. Boy, yeah. You saw that district change a lot over the years.
Well, I'm not going to say anything. But yeah. And I enjoy teaching. I love teaching. I love kids.
Yeah, teaching science is something, too. So what was it like? Did you deliver some of these requested
yes,
ballot
I did. Yes, I did. And you always have interesting experiences when you do these.
I'll bet.
All right. And my most memorable, I think, was when we sang to a guy in a bowling alley. And his wife had bought it for him. And the owner of the bowling alley shut the lanes down. You know, so we could go over and sing to him. And, of course, he had no idea. All right. And so we were over there singing Heart of My Heart, Let Me Call You Sweetheart to this guy. And he's got all his bowling buddies around him, you know. And it was neat.
That's
you know, I thought he was going to, you know, be really upset. You know, he had tears. He was crying.
The acoustics in a bowling alley would be pretty neat, yeah. too. Right. Yeah. That's got to be kind of fun.
Well, we did a veterinarian's office. It was for the veterinarian, but we sang in the lobby, you know, and all these people had their dogs and, you know, while we were singing. And it was very typical.
Were they singing along? Any of the animals singing?
Yeah, we had a lot of that, you know, but that was fun. That was the fun part of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, anybody that goes out and does Valentine's always has stories, and we just, you know, we love doing it.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, it's nice to meet you,
thank you,
Bob. And then we have four guys we haven't met yet, if my counting is right. Hello.
Hi. My name is Brian Wasser.
And you know the drill, neighborhood.
I live in Highland Park. I'm an accountant for one of the big commercial real estate firms with offices downtown. And I've been singing barbershop now for the last 10 years. First got exposed to it when I was in college at Penn State. In the Penn State Glee Club, we sang some barbershop, and I really enjoyed it. And graduated from there and sort of drifted for the next 10, 15 years or so until I saw an ad on Craigslist looking for singers. And I responded to that, and it just so happened to be placed by that guy from New Zealand that we were talking about earlier.
Warwick. Only Powell, one yes. W is pronounced, right? Warwick from New Zealand. We were talking about off the air because Warwick has been with the Steel City Harmonizers for a while now, and I ran into Warwick in another context, and without the blue shirt, I had no idea who he was. he knew who I was, but it took a minute. Did you sing in high school?
Yeah, I sang in high school, too. High school choirs, church choirs, et cetera, et cetera. You know, music has been a really, really important part of my life, and you know, I struggle. I shudder to think about what I'd be like, what my life would be like without the gift of music and the ability I've had to express myself through music.
Well, that's great, and it's nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you, Larry.
Okay, and then we have. Okay. He's wearing a blue shirt, at least.
They're all blue shirts.
Yes, they are all blue shirts.
And I'm wearing pants.
You are wearing pants. I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm Dave Crackart, and I've been a member maybe five or 6 years. And I'm going to do a shout-out to my son, who's a member of our chapter and also in a quartet, and the quartet is right now in Ohio getting some training and preparation because they want to compete in the internationals this coming, so they're getting ready for that.
Yeah, I appreciate you writing a note for his absence too.
Yes,
so
that's right.
That we have that both orally as well as on the note that you
I know.
Gave
well,
me.
Actually, he's the one responsible for me being a singer at all. He's the one that recruited me. Often it's the other way around, but
yeah.
He came back from one of the international shows. He was just visiting because family was there. And he came back so excited that he just, at 14 years old, he tugged on my shirt and said, "Dad, we got to do this together." And, you know, a 14-year-old says, "Dad, we got to do this together." You don't turn that down.
Oh, absolutely not.
And so I've been singing ever since.
That's great. And community you're from?
Right now, I'm actually right across the street from Road F. Shalom.
Ah, okay.
In Shadyside, Oakland, whatever.
Yeah, that's where real estate agents will call that Shadyside.
Actually, the building I'm in has two zip codes. On the east end of the building is 213, and the west side is 238.
Wow, that's something. And you're still working, right?
Yes, I'm walking distance from my office now at Carnegie Mellon.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you. And then we've got two more guys. And then I think probably going to have time for one more song, actually. So you are?
I'll be quick. I'm Steve Hawkins, architect, Squirrel Hill. And I've been a member for about 5 years. And Dave Crackhart here was who got me into it. Through Danny, and I'd like to use my 2 minutes, if I could, to let people know out there who are particularly kids who are in a glee club, a school chorus, a school choir, anything like that, that the Barbershop Harmony Society is looking for ways that we can be supportive of any a cappella group like that. You should check out the Barbershop Harmony Society website, and particularly about the Midwinter Convention, where there's a youth festival. This year was in San Antonio, Texas, with over 700 boys and girls of all sizes and types of ensembles. Peters Township was there, and they get support from our Johnny Appleseed District. So check out what we're doing for young people.
Thank you. And if you need information about how to get in touch with Steve, feel free to write to us and we'll pass it along to him.
Last but not least, I'm Ford Fuller. I'm not retired. I'm just tired. I'm a 9-year barbershopper, and I'm just a tenor. But fortunately, unfortunately for these guys, I'm the only tenor here today. I live in Ross Township. I'm a writer and personal historian. But like I said, I'm sort of semi-retired, but still working.
Well, nice to meet you. Thank you. And they are going to have one more song. They timed it better than I did. They said, we're going to do 4 songs, and you've got it right up. Now, A Night at the Races, May 6th, 2017, is a benefit. Saturday, May 6th. Kentucky Derby formal wear will be worn, and where is it going to be?
It's going to be at St. Catherine's of Sweden in Allison Park, so right on Wildwood Road in Allison Park in the North Hills. If you want more information, you can certainly go to our website at steelcityharmonizers.org. Steel City Harmonizers, all one word, of course, .org. There's a flyer for the event up there. There's a place to go buy tickets if you like to. This is going to be a great event. It's going to be a great chance to have fun, hear some good barbershop singing, but like real horse races.
Oh, that'll be fun. So you'll
be
able to.
It's going to be a blast. And of course, we're asking that people wear their Kentucky Derby finery, their hats, and their formal wear and everything for the Derby.
That should be a lot of fun. That's coming up on May 6th. Now, we have about 2 minutes of radio time. I'm going to turn it to you along with my thanks
for you very much
here, the Steel City Harmonizers.
We're going to sing for you our contest number. Ooh. Lonely Nights.
Out on the town, lonely and sad, looking so good. I can face the afternoon. Oh, these lonely nights. I feel your arms around me, your kisses linger yet. You taught me how to love you, now teach me to forget. You broke my heart a million ways when you took my happy days and left me lonely nights. And left me lonely nights. Every night I'm looking good, but feeling bad from grieving over you.
looking good to hide those bitter blues, blues. Weary days and lonely nights, I'm waiting here for you, hoping that my love you won't refuse. I'm singing the blues you know, ro-do-do-do-do. I'm fighting the tears and how, wanting you back right now. Yeah, looking good but feeling bad is mighty hard to do. When I'm feeling blue and needing you and needing you,
I'm sad.
I'm feeling alone and sad. So bad, I feel your arms around me, your kisses linger yet. You taught me how to love you, and just can't forget. You broke my heart a million ways when you took my happy days and left me lonely nights. And left me lonely, oh so lonely nights. Yes, I'm lonely, you only left me, you left me lonely nights. It ain't I'm singing the blues you know, ro-do-do-do-do, cause you left me lonely nights. Hey, you left me lonely nights. Yeah, you left me lonely nights.
The Steel City Harmonizers, steelcityharmonizers.org, their website. We'll look for you next week. We'll meet you here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.